Time is when I turned the calendar to April, that's when I thought, I think I should work on my taxes now, perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone to help us this morning is Lisa Green Lewis, CPA and tax expert for TurboTax. Am I like a lot of folks, Lisa, at this time, we were really good. We're thinking, I'm getting my W-2s in line. I'll file early. I'll get. And then all of a sudden you realize time is running out. Is that what a lot of folks are thinking these days?
I think we're seeing that this year, but, you still have time to file. The deadline's April 18th, so I would just get started for sure.
Yeah, any tips for people? I guess just getting started is your best tip right off the bat, right?
Yes, and don't panic. Like I said, you still have time. And then e-file with direct deposit, that's the quickest way to get your tax refund.
Lisa, every year there seems to be something new. What about this year?
This year, under the American Rescue Plan, there are some new things to think about. There are millions of people that received the advanced child tax credit payment starting last July, and that was a portion of your child tax credit. So you want to have a letter from the IRS. There's a new letter, IRS 6419. You want to have that in front of you. You want to report the correct amount that they issued to you, so there's no adjustments or delays in your return. Same with the third stimulus. There was IRS letter 6475. You want to report the correct amount that's on that letter on your return, so you don't have any adjustments with your return.
More and more we hear about crypto. How does that impact this year's tax filings?
Yes, so TurboTax, we have data that shows that the amount of people investing in crypto has tripled from tax year 2019 to 2020. And what people really need to know is you don't have a taxable event until you sell your crypto or you trade it.
What if you owe money? Craig and I jokingly said there's that one line the IRS says, well, if you can't file on times, send us what you think you owe or something to that effect, and then file your taxes later. How does all that work together? What's the advice on that?
Yes, if you do owe, you should pay at least 90% of what you owe to avoid any penalties. But, if you can't pay that amount, the IRS rule will work with you. You can get an installment agreement, and that allows you to pay what you owe over 6 years. And then one thing to remember, a lot of people that owe money, they think, oh, I'll file an extension, but an extension is only an extension to file your taxes. It's not an extension to pay taxes.
I guess part of what we were joking about is, how do you know how much you owe if you don't file your taxes or do your taxes in the first place?
With TurboTax, you can go online and just start so you can get an idea, and it'll walk you through that. And it also allow you to electronically file your extension if you have to. But I would say with 75% of taxpayers getting a tax refund last tax season, and the average was over $2,700, if you have your documents together, you should just try to file.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about getting options, a good way to get extra guidance on their taxes. I know the IRS has websites, but what other recommendations do you have with TurboTax?
With TurboTax, no matter if you have a simple tax return or, you're self-employed, you can file with TurboTax. And also, we have several different ways to do your taxes. You can do your taxes yourself. You can get help along the way from our TurboTax Live tax experts, or you can fully hand your taxes off to them.
And then how safe is the electronic filing? Sometimes people, some may be still resistance to that. What are your thoughts on that sort of thing?
It's actually more safe than putting your taxes in the mail that have, a lot of information. And plus with e-file, when the IRS received your return. You get a notification that it's been received and accepted, and you can follow it through that process. When you mail your return, you have no idea when they receive it. And in addition to that, they're backlogged on paper filing.
Yeah, they're backlogged like a couple years, it almost seems, or even with their paper filing. What I heard on another news report somewhere, which was amazing, it said that if they get paper returns, there are actually people that take that paper return and they have to input that data into something else as well. So in other words, there's another transcription of that sort of thing as opposed to what happens when you file electronically. So that there's a lot of work that goes into that paper return if you send it.
Yes, I would definitely recommend electronically filing.
All right. Again, we have until April 18th. Now, is that just because of the Easter holiday? Is that why the government decided to move that around?
So April 15th, that's the normal deadline. That falls on a holiday that's celebrated in the District of Columbia, Emancipation Day. So it is on Monday, the 18th.
All right. Well, it gives you that extra weekend to spend that weekend. Besides getting that Easter ham, you can probably put together things for your tax. If people want to find out more about what you're talking about, where's a good place to get some advice on that?
You can go to TurboTax.com.
Sounds great. Lisa Green-Lewis, our guest this morning, joining us to talk about taxes. We appreciate your time. Thank you.